Hey, this is Melissa Bartel. This is the Bathtub Mermaid, and this is my post for the Dog Days of Podcasting, episode 5.
I only touched your love when the tips of my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of this soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
In the summer of 2008, I had the opportunity to go to a week-long writer's workshop, not like a big conference where you get like a five-minute pitch and sit in huge seminars, but this really intimate workshop with only like 8 or 10 other people. For a week, we sat in a room at Fort Mason in San Francisco and worked on our pitches and did writing exercises and had people from Random House and a couple of other groups come in and actually spend like an hour with each of us. And I'm still working on the project that I started then because life got in the way. But in order to help fund my trip, because at the time I was between jobs, I had just left the mortgage company I'd been working for a while, I asked people I knew to donate small amounts of money. And in exchange, I wrote 100-word flash fiction posts based on a word that they provided. This one is Pictophone, and it was inspired by Clay Robeson. Random sentences inspiring even more random drawings, which led to other sentences, or just the connection between word and image in the slideshow of our own brains. Which is more real, more creative? The answer? Both, and neither. To see a picture and be inspired is magic whether you share the results or not. To find a poem in a photograph, a novel in a portrait, a scandalous love story in the naturally occurring vignette of two people in the park, this is what the creative spark provides. Whether with verbal pointillism or a game of Pictophone, we connect the dots.
Steam is drifting into the night. Cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean.
Show notes for this episode can be found at my blog, www.thebathtubmermaid.com. This is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, which you can find at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to never let your bathwater get too cold.
And still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.